Hello, wonderful you. Welcome by the next session of Empowering You. We're going today to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. I read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So, for you to know that you are empowered, for you to regain your strength, and for you to know who was at your beginning. Because the word says, in the beginning was the word. So, the word was at the beginning of all things. Let me help you here. You were not descendant of apes. Apes were, yes, they were created by God, but you were not a descendant of him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So let's get this straight. It clearly tells you here that the Word was in the beginning, and that the Word was God. So, and then it says, he was in the beginning with God. Just to emphasize again, know that the Word was with God in the beginning. And he is God. All things were made through him. I don't know how much more easy we can explain this, that all things, not some things, not just apes, some trees, some cities, some something. No, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So everything that was made by him, through him. Hallelujah. If that doesn't set you free, I don't know what will. So know that you were made by him. You were made by him in the beginning, in your beginning. And your beginning does not start when you were born from your mother's womb. No, you started in him, in heaven. You are his creation. He breathed you out. He is the one who knit you in your mother's womb. So, dearly beloved, know that you are just like him. You've been created in his image. You have been created by the word that is God, and the word that was at the beginning. So you can rejoice because your beginning is in him. You were created by him. And you are his child. You are his creation. Hallelujah. You were made by him. So nobody, let nothing tell you otherwise. You are precious. You are strong. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are problem-free because you are in him. You were made by him. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. That if anything I just mentioned is not manifesting, you're not seeing in your life, it ought not to be so. So we are now going to pray that everything in your situation, everything in you, especially you understanding who you are and where you're coming from, because that gives you the real power, that knowledge. Knowledge is power. Understanding who you are, that is what is empowering you. So we're going to pray that everything in your life shall comply with this word. Our Father, Lord, and our God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Almighty God, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, as those, Lord, Jehovah God, that are listening to this message, O God. Father, Lord, you know their situations and circumstance. Lord, Jehovah God, you are the creator of heaven and earth. Everything, your word says, everything was made by you. And you are God, and you are the word, and you spoke everything into existence. So, Lord Jehovah God, with that same authority, with that same belief, with that same understanding, because we are created in your image and likeness, we now proclaim and declare and decree that everything in those who are listening to this message, that everything in their lives, all things you were made by the Lord Jesus Christ. You were made by the Word of God. Therefore, you must comply. You must submit. And you must go and do as the word of God says for this child, for this creation that is listening to this message in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, problems, you are solved in the name of Jesus. Therefore, stress, you are relieved. You are relieved in the name of Jesus. Oh, poverty and lack, you are cast down. You are bound, chained, and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Everything that is not of God, working according to the will, as God has made it in this person's life, in this persuasion, situation, mind, understanding, you are now to comply with the word in the name of Jesus. You must submit in the name of Jesus. You must work according to what he has made, what he has ordained in the name of Jesus. It is settled in heaven. Oh, it is forever settled in heaven. You will comply in the name of Jesus. Dear child, you will see the manifestations of the power of the Most High. Everything was made by him. Everything was made by him. Everything was made by him. You are made by him. Receive his power. Receive his understanding. Receive what he has made for your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that everything in your life shall be according to his will. According to his power, sickness and disease, you are rebuked in the name of Jesus. You are not our portion. We don't accept you. We reject you. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. And we receive our healing. We receive the manifestations of the power of the Most High. We receive the empowerment. We receive the understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord manifest in your life, the glory manifesting in your situation, in the name of Jesus. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding is your portion, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare and decree shalom peace over your life, over your destiny, over your future, over your understanding, over everything that concerns you, in the mighty name of Jesus. The angels are there to back this up. The mighty God will answer your prayer, and the mighty God will manifest his word as he has ordained it, as he has written it in your life and situation. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, our Father God, we give you glory. We give you praise. Father, continue. Holy Spirit, move. Move in the life of those who are listening. Move, move in their life. Move in their situation in the mighty name of Jesus. And let them come back with testimony. Let them come and testify. Let them come and testify to your glory. To the glory of your name, to the praise of your name, to the great praise of your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We say thank you. We receive it. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. My dear listener, be blessed and know that the Lord God is moving in your life. So keep on rejoicing. Keep on reminding him of his word. And it is well with you. See you next time. Bye.